Stas Emes has a meridike piece from Shnas Tavresh Mem Aleph in Parshas Nosoi. Now remember, we are discussing the pasuk Yikoreim Mipninim Mikoyin Godol Hanichnas Lifnai V'Lifnim, and we have the Yisoid that we established, that the Koyin Godol, if he's an Amah Oretz, not just in Inyonim of Lahach Yoisei does the Talmud Chacham, even if he's a Mamzer, come first, but also, as the Yerushalmi points out, even in Kovet, in Inyonei Kovet, in Inyonei Kedima, normally, wherever you establish yourself, that's where you remain. And the Moshel is the Kroshim in the Mishkan, that they were marked Aleph, Aleph, Beis, Beis, to guarantee that the Kroshim were replaced exactly where they were originally whenever they moved the Mishkan and rebuilt it in the new Mokim. Vayisu Vayachanu. So even so, that people generally have a Mokim Kavua, which they cannot be displaced from, but nevertheless, if they're Oyle L'Torah, and the Torah is a signal virtue that they have, I think if somebody learns a couple of Lat Gemara, that doesn't mean that he's Oyle L'Torah. But if somebody becomes a Talmud Chacham, he's Oyche Tekesa Torah, so then he has precedent, and you put him to the top of the line. I want to tell you, Grade Zeher Antresant Nezach, the Alta Amshinova, he was interested in Shlogin Kaparis, and there wasn't today like today, every corner has Kaparis. But then there were a few places, and there was a line around the block. So he insisted with his son, he went with his son, he could hardly walk, he insisted that he should go to the end of the line and wait his turn. So his son said, I'm sure that nobody minds. He says, how do you know? So he says, if I ask them, is it all right? So he said, if you ask them, it's all right. So he went from person to ask if he could go ahead of him until finally they got to the Kaparis. After he shlugged Kaparis, his son is taking a chicken. So his father asks him, what are you doing? He says, you didn't ask. Interessant. That's what I heard. And if it's about a different rabbi, it's also all right. But Kavod HaTorah demands that the Kedima should be given even in Yonei Kavod, not just in L'Ach Yosei v'chulu v'chulu. So the Sfas Emes in this pasuk, Yikar Mipninim, that Torah is Mikayin Golu Shnichnas L'Fnai V'Lifnim, he wants to understand. The Yesh Lohavim, Kivin the Talmud Chacham, Kaidim L'Kayin Godol, Lama Lo Yikanes L'Fnai V'Lifnim. What he's really asking is, how is it that Kohanim have a right? In the Lifnai V'Lifnim privilege is Achas Bashona Aaron. I, Talmud Chacham, is bigger than Aaron. Because Talmud Chacham, even a Mamzer, is Kaidim L'Kayin Godol Amaretz. So why shouldn't the Talmud Chacham have the zchus of going in Lifnai V'Lifnim? So Ben Mistakasha L'Chayra Heiptzach Nishton, because there's a special union of Kohanim, and Kohanim are by birth, and Kohanim by birth, it means no matter who you are or how exclusive your greatness is, Moshe Rabbeinu, he can't be Lifnai V'Lifnim, the Kohen Gadol. Moshe Rabbeinu was a Kohen Gadol only once, but the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, Shmoinis Yimei HaMiluim. But when the Mishkan was in action, so Moshe Rabbeinu was a Levi. So he writes, Achein Beis Madregas Heim. This is what he's trying to make a point. Sometimes you ask a question because the question is impossible to get past, and sometimes you ask a question and it introduces an idea. This question introduces an idea. He says, Beis Madregas Heim. Ki HaTorah Yoredes L'Mokim Nomuch. B'zeh Ika Koyach HaTorah L'Hamshich Mehanister L'Hanigle. V'chol Ma'a Shechoser Yoyser L'Odom U'miyageya B'Torah V'yimalei HaChisorin Shaloi Kol Kach Mizgalis Lo Yoyser V'Yoyser. He says that the idea that's rooted in Torah is that we are deficient. We are deficient in comprehension, deficient in understanding, and we are seeking out what is basically the infinite. I mentioned on Shabbos a famous explanation that is in the Sefer Shem Olam of the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim, one of his chiburim is called Shem Olam. And there, in Perek Yutes, I think it's in Chelek Aleph, The Chafetz Chaim brings down from the Gra Amayri de Kazach that I've repeated a number of times. The Gra says, Pasuk says, Sasa Noichi Alim Rasecha Kamaitzi Shalol Rav. And the Gemara tells us in Maseches Menachos, famous Gemara, that David HaMelech was worried in the Merchatz, his Arim in HaMitzvahs. He said, Sasa Noichi saw the Brit Milah. But the Pashup Shad of Sasa Noichi Al Imra Secha, what is Imra? Torah. So the Gaon wants to know, what is it that David HaMelech is saying about Torah, a Lashon of Sasain, Dafka, as opposed to any other Lashon of Simcha, number one. And more important, what does it mean he found Shalol Rav, he found spoils of war, Shalol. So what is the Pshat, spoils of war? What does that have to do with Limud HaTorah? So he said an amazing thing, which really is very, very basic to all of us. He says that Sasain, this the Chafetz Chaim brings down, Mila b'Mila. Sasain is a simcha that ends in a certain amount of anguish and despair. Amazing. Simcha sheyesh achareha tuga. Tuga is yogon. Yogon, like v'nos yogon v'anocha. What is the pshat, a simcha that ends up with tuga? So he's masbir with a mashal. And I believe that this itself is the Goyin's mashal, even though the Chafetz Chaim gave mishalim left and right. But I suspect that it's the Goyin's mashal. There was a general that won a war, to make it bekitzer, and he was rewarded that the king allowed him one day, a certain number of hours, that he was permitted to go into the field of battle and take whatever spoils of war. They were very rich and they were laden with all kinds of biza that they took from other campaigns. And this army was extremely rich in gold and silver and all kinds of booty. And he was given the privilege of going in and taking whatever he wants. No one will share with him during those hours. So he goes in the morning and he goes and he collects and collects, and his simcha is unbelievable because he sees he's becoming one of the wealthiest people on earth, and he's the only one there, and he has all these sacks and bags and everything, and he's filling them one by one. As the hours come to an end and he sees that there's almost no time left, he realizes that no matter how much he collected, either despair how much there is left that he'll never be able to get to. And look how rich he might have become if only he had a few more hours, a few more days, a few more weeks. Says the Gaon, brought down by the Chafetz Chaim in Shem Olam, that a person learns Torah is exactly that general who won the battle and is entitled to look at the Torah and learn the Torah, and he has so many hours, no matter if he learns 24 hours a day, his entire life of 150 years. But the amount that's left behind is so much greater, because you could live Elef Shonim and you wouldn't be able to encompass the Torah. So the question is, Simcha Sheish Achareha Tuga? So that's what we're left with? We're left with the despair that we're leaving and there's so much behind? So much that we cannot touch? So the answer, and the Chafetz Chaim is not masbir this, but I think the Hesbir is very poshut. When you have something that's human, it can be encompassed. When you have something that's divine, the human being cannot encompass it. When you have something that's nitzchius, that's so profound that it goes on and on and deeper, the privilege that we are even permitted to touch it is neira v'ayim. What right do we have to come anywhere near the Torah? The Malachim told Moshe Rabbeinu that mal yulidish b'neinu. Yulid Isha, you are born of flesh and blood. What are you doing over here? What do you want from the Torah? The Rebbeinu Shlom says, V'sein chal keinu b'sarasecha, I give each one of you a chelik in my Torah. And even though the person appreciates that the infinite is never going to be encompassed, the very fact that we are Isaac in the infinite is a simcha atzuma. It's like HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the privilege to enter the treasure hall. What a zechus! What an unbelievable, profound zechus we have. And this, of course, is the valuation of Torah. Simcha sheish achareha tuga. It gives us an understanding of what it is that we're dealing with, of how precious and how incredible it is that we have the privilege to even go near it, to touch it even. So memela, a person always has the understanding that he's plumbing the depths of something that is infinitely profound, and the harder he works at it, the more he'll get from it. Says the Sfas Emes, if you go from that mokoim, from the mokoim that's hidden, and you struggle to have it revealed, he doesn't mean nister in the sense of Kabbalah. He means nister, until I understand it, it's obscured from me. It's hidden. And I, by struggling with it, bring it to the fore, I'm Megala the Torah. So he says, Kol Mashi Yechsar Yoisir La'odam, the more I don't understand, and I struggle to comprehend it, V'yimalei Achisaron Shaloi, Kach, through his Yegiyah Miskalis Lo Yoisir V'yoisir. The Torah reveals itself to the person who's Yogeya, who understands how much he misses, and how much he doesn't understand. And then he writes, G'doy L'harbe Yoisir Malas Ha'isik B'Torah L'shma Yoisir Mikol HaMadregos, V'Torah Hishleimus Ha'odam, he says, very interesting thing, and it parallels what we said about Nitzchius. The pasuk begins, "Kiim b'sayras Hashem cheftzai," and how does the pasuk end? "Ubesayrasai yege yomim v'loyla." So Chazal asks, it says first Torah Hashem, and then it says Torah Sai. Of course, the Pashup Shat, nobody asks any questions. We often have that first it mentions the noun, the name, and then it mentions the pronoun. You don't have to mention the name over and over. So you mention Chaim Yankel's tape recorder, and then you say his tape recorder. Of course, referring to Chaim Yankel. So the Pashup Shat of the Pasuk, Kim b'Torah Hashem Chavtzo, u'b'saraso, referring to Hashem. Yege yoimam v'loyla. But since it said before that cheftzo, so you have a pronoun that's referring to the loymeid, so the feeling was that the next pronoun is also referring to the same loymeid, not to Hashem. So how could it be? It's Tyrus Hashem, it's not Tyrus Sai of the loymeid. So the answer is yes, it is. After he's Yogeya Batayra and he has a kinyan in the Torah becomes his. Says the Sfas Emes, based on what we're saying, it makes more sense even. That if you are allowed to connect to the Nitzchias, could be in two ways. Number one, you touch something. It doesn't become yours just because you touched it. Or you absorb it, and then it becomes yours. If it's Torah Sai, that means that we have in ourselves Nitzchias. So we become that Nitzchias to some extent. We transcend our corporeality. We are able to go beyond the bus of Adam that we are. And that's really why Yisrael is a higher Madreka than Adam. Like the Kuzri keeps pointing out. So he says here, Madregas Leviim v'Kohanim, Hakol Matono me'Hashem Yisbarach. He says, why is a person in the old joke, why do you want to become a Kohen? A famous joke that a person comes to the Rav and he wants to be a Kohen. So the Rav says, you can't be a Kohen just because you want to. He says, I know, I'm going to give you a lot of money, don't worry. So he says, no, that's not what I mean. I promise you, I'll even give you $1 million. He says, you can give me all the money in the world. But tell me something, why do you want so desperately to be a Kohen? He said, the Zayda was a Kohen, the Tata was a Kohen, I'd also like to be a Kohen. Famous joke. So Lemaise, he says, Kohanim is a matona that the Eibishter shanks you. You're born a Kohen, as Zaydas. You don't have to work for it, you don't have to do anything for it. You're born into it, Kohen and Levi. Zokta, look at the contrast between the Shleimus that Torah creates, because you have to acquire it and you have to make your own kinyan in it, and that which is given to you by Matona Gemura, which is no Amelus or Yegiya whatsoever. Madregas Leviim Kohanim Hakol Matona Hashem Yisbarach Ki Ein LaAdam Liskariv Mitzad Atzmai Rak Mitzad Bechiras Hashem BeKohanim Leviim. You can't even go near it if you wanted to. But Oisik B'Torah Mitake Nafshay V'Yikarehi Mikol HaMadregas. This is the pasuk that we say by a bris milah. Blessed is the person that you chose and drew near to you. So who did HaKadosh Baruch Hu choose and drew near? Right? But in that, Hashem unach alosei only goes to Kohanim and Leviim. Even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, within Klal Yisrael, he chooses the Kohanim and Leviim. So that's Tivcharu Sekarev, Yishkoin Chatzei Recha, who will be in your Chatzer, meaning in the Beis HaMikdash, the Kohanim and the Leviim. So that's you choose. Follow Oiskin B'Torah Nema Ashrei Adam Ois Loi Bach. So he says, what's Bach? Chav Beis, 22. What it's 22? B'chav Beis Asvon D'Oraisa. The 22 Oisiyos of the Torah. Ois Loi Bach. And you look at Parshas Naso, who's counted first, Bnei Yisrael or the Kohanim Leviim? The Leviim are counted later. Naso is already the end of the Leviim, but where are the Bnei Yisrael counted? The beginning of Bamidbar. So the Kohanim are counted, the Leviim, I mean, are counted dafka after Bnei Yisrael are counted. Ay deso chashuv. Because they are Roshim. Yeah, Valeyim Yesh Roshim Shehem Kohanim Levim, but the Iker is Yisraelim. Why is the Iker Yisraelim? Because that which you can arrive through Torah always takes precedence to that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply chose and gave them a maton. Pesant. Zeh Inyan Birchas Koyanim. Ki Oivir Hashem Yesh Loi Lahakir Malas Bnei Yisrael Hapshutim. Ki Heima Ru'uyim Lebrocha Dechsiv Koyse Varchu. Mashmash Yedeh Hashem. Ki kol rotzen akoyin tzedek levorach es bnei Yisrael u'mayre loy derech eich levorcham kasher ra'inu ba'arin v'yisa arin es yodah v'yivorachem. This is the famous Vasemes. I told you the maisa that I had with the Rachmas Drifka Rebbe. I mentioned it some time back. So this is the Vasemes that says this Torah. I was it was Taka Erev Yom Kippur, and I'd been learning with my son in the Rachmas Drifka Beis Medrash, so I got to get to know a little bit the Rachmas Drifka Rebbe and to observe him. Adam Gadol Miyoy, the very big onav, a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and he's the person who gives brachas that I'm a kuyim. So people come to him from far and wide. He was walking across the street by himself. Ich bin doch hakayin. So I ran across the street, Erev Yom Kippur, and I say to him, Rachmas Drifka Rebbe, you give everybody brachas all year long. Ich bin HaKayin, says Erev Yom Kippur, I want to give you a bracha. So he says to me, Minei Ubei Mamish, right? Minei Ubei, he responds. He says, you know, the Pasuk says, Koi Tzivochos Bnei Yisrael Amar Lahem. Koi means how you do it. Where is the Pasuk before that that says, bless Bnei Yisrael? The tzivui. Where is the tzivui? It says, this is how you should do it. I'll give you a mashal. Not a mashal, a story. A mashal from Psukim. It says, kachas ha-leviyim, tiharta oisam. Take the leviyim and purify them. So that's a tzivui. Take them and purify them. Immediately afterwards, says, v'choy sa'aseh alohem letarom. This is how you should purify them. Etc., etc. So first it says what to do, and then it says the method, exactly how you should do it. Here, what to do is left out. Just the method is mentioned. This is how you should bless Bnei Yisrael. Where does it say bless Bnei Yisrael? So the answer he gave was in the name of the Imre Emes, but the Imre Emes was simply quoting from the Sfas Emes. And this in one place, and he says it in another place, Kohanim don't need to be told that tzivui to bless, because their oimed levarich, their hearts are so full of avas Yisrael, and mevarich asam Yisrael ba'ava, the Kohanim have that ava. As it says, Kedushoso shel Aaron, v'tzivanu levarich, es ama Yisrael, be'ava. So where does it say be'ava? What does it say in the Torah that the commandment was to bless Ba'ava? It just says bless. It's a teretz is. If it doesn't have to tell you to do it, just how to do it, then obviously you want to do it desperately. So that's a proof positive that it's Ba'ava. So Kohanim want to bless Bnei Yisrael. Their hearts are full of blessing. Shaila is though, maybe I want to say every single bracha, v'yitun l'cha mital ha-shamay. So the other is Alocha Bal Toysif. This is exactly how you're supposed to do it. Not more and not less. So Hashem has to tell you how to do it, but to do it, there's no greater volunteer to bless Bnei Yisrael than the Kohanim. So this is what he says in these two lines. V'zeh inyan birchas kayanim ki oived Hashem yesh lo lahakim malas Bnei Yisrael apshutim. Ki heim ru'uyim lebrocha deksiv kaisavarchu mashma sheyodea Hashem. Hashem already knows ki kol rotzein kayin tzedek levarach as Bnei Yisrael. Umayra loy derech eich levarcham. Kasher inu ba'arin v'yisa arin es yadav. He did it on his own. Ube'emes habrocha nimtzeis b'vnei Yisrael. Bashikotsu v'yei brocha. He says a very interesting thing also here about birchas kayanim. He says sometimes you have an empty vessel and you have to fill the vessel. Without what you do, the vessel is totally empty. Sometimes, I'll give you a mashal, you have all the ingredients in the vessel, but you didn't turn on the fire. Once you turn on the fire, everything mixes and blends to perfection. So which is it, by Bnei Yisrael, when the Kohanim make a bracha, and they say, Yivrecha Hashem v'yishmerecha. So he says that the emes, the bracha is already there in the Bnei Yisrael. Because it says in the Pasuk, Ve'yei bracha, by Avraham Avinu, and they were zeicher to that. Rak Arin, Shulamala, Bibchiras Hashem Yizborach, who Yivorach, even Sheinenu Noigea, Miskayem is Birchosai. The Chen Yesh Tomid Madregas for Chalechot, Sorich Lavorach, Lemisha Lamata Mimenu, Achenid Bokim Kulam Bishoresha Elion. Ubehemis Avodis Kohanim Toli Bahachonas Bnei Yisrael. For Chen the Fi Avoida Shaloid, Sorich Lavorach as Bnei Yisrael, Shehem Gor Muloy Avoida Zu. So the question is, how does this answer the original question? What did the Sfasemis accomplish? He told us that there's a tremendous difference between the Yogei HaBatoyru who has to acquire Torah on his own, and the Kohanim and Levim who are given the identity of Kohen Levi as the Matona Ashrei Tivchar Sekaret. And then he says that Bnei Yisrael actually are, the Yisrael HaPshutim, who are Ru'uyim Lebracha, are really on a Madrega that the Kohanim are zoicha to be mevarich oisam. Fine. And it's totally in the hachonas Bnei Yisrael to what extent the bracha will succeed. Also fine. But how does it answer the first question? The question that started it all out is, why is it that that person who is kaidem, not only lahach yoisai, but also in kavod, does not zoicha to go lifnai v'lifnim, and the kayin, even if he's an am aretz, can go lifnai v'lifnim. So what did he answer? What was his teretz? Teretz is that you beis madregas heim ki atoyu yoredes l'mokam namuch. I think he's saying a very interesting thing. But there's another shtickle in this Sfasemis from a year before. Let's see first what he says here. Me'inyon le'inyon, and then maybe we'll make a suggestion. B'medrash yikarehi mipninim. You know that Sfasemis was not embarrassed to repeat himself. The years, over years, when he came to a certain parsha, there's much in the Sfasemis that is very daima, the different years. There's always something a little bit different, but a lot of it is the same. Yikarehi mipninim, mi'misha nichnas lifnai b'lifnim. V'tzarech birim kein loma eina tam b'tchochem yochel likonis lifnai b'lifnim. V'inyon, כי סדר עבודת בית המקדש הוא בבחינת עבדות, שיש בבחינת בונים ועבודים. You know who said this Torah? Bonim and Avodim. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had a sick child, and he ran to Rabbi Chanina ben Doisa to be misbaalu for him. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai's wife said to him, "But you're a bigger Talmud Chacham than he is. You're greater in Torah." So she was tining to him, obviously, why do you go to Reb Chanina ben Doisa? You are Koyach HaTorah, you could be by Kei Arikiyim, so you daven for your children. So he answered, Ein Edoime, an Eved Lifnei Melech, or a Sar Lifnei Melech? He's like a Sar, he can only come in at appointed times, and with proper protocol. There's a whole tekes, there's a whole way of how you enter into the palace of the king with formalities. But an Eved, he walks in and walks out and nobody even notices him. But he can go in at any time. The shoe shine boy, the king needs his shoes to be shined. He walks in and he polishes the shoes. And that's it. Zogt er that Reb Chanina ben Doisa is an Eved lifnei melech. So here he says, there's two bechinas, yesh bechinas bonim v'avodim. U'bebechinas Eved yesh chilukim. Avodim v'sarim u'kfi avodah v'ashimush ha'eved kacha shivusa. Lo came bebchinas bonim, ki abein heichon shehu hu bnoi shel hamelech. Very interesting idea. He says in avodim there are all kinds of avodim, and there's hierarchies. There's a bureaucracy, but bonim, you're a son. The oldest, the youngest, the most endowed, the least endowed, everybody's a Ben HaMelech. So, b'zeu chavivus ha'oiskim b'tayra, shenikru bonim, ha'mechapsim beginze malka. B'zeu gamkein ha'hefrish ben shabosus l'moyadim. K'mo shekosu b'chava pesach mizeh, So first he's saying some very beautiful things here. And he's mitzarif a whole tapestry. But again, we have to ask the question, how does he answer the kasha that he started with to begin with? What is he saying? He's saying that there's a difference between bonim and avodim, a well-known difference, that in bonim, there is no hierarchy, whereas by avodim, there's a hierarchy. He says furthermore, that the Talmud Chacham is bebechinas bonim legabi del koyanim levim, who are bechinas avodim. And then he says that the tefillos of atav chatonim mikol ha'amim, why isn't it said on Shabbos? I would have answered that we really do, because in the third Shemon Esrei, the mincha Shemon Esrei of Shabbos, we say ata echad v'shimcha echad umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. But he taints that that's not the same as atav chatonim. He says, the reason it says atav chatonim mikol ha'amim by moyadim is because the measure of the bnei Yisrael legabe the umas ha'olam is something that's only done on Yom Tov. On Shabbos, there's no such thing as even measuring, because if you're bonim, then somebody who's not bonim is not in the parasha. You can't say bonim versus avodim, because it's meaningless. It's only within avodim that you can say this eved versus that eved. This eved is on a very high madrega, is very close to the king, and has a very chush of a job, and that eved has a lowly menial task. So they're both avodim. But these avodim are sorin, and these avodim are nothing. But when it comes to bonim, you don't measure bonim against avodim. What do we say by ato echad mikam chayisoga echad baretz? I think that's exactly what we're saying. It's not bechartanu. Bechira means that you have a whole group and you pick one out of the group. Mikam chayisoga means there's no comparison bechlal. Like ato echad, can you compare Hashem to anything else? So v'shim chayechad mikam chayisoga echad, unique. In other words, on Shabbos we are not saying the first amongst all. We are saying that we are completely unique. It's a different thing entirely. Sokta, that Shabbos therefore is also b'chol moshvei seichem, because you cannot say this place or that place. There's no aliyah l'regel. For the same reason, Shabbos in the bechina of zman is not l'fi hamokom l'fi hazman. It doesn't happen sholosh pa'amim bashana. Shabbos is a constant, and the reason that Shabbos is a constant is because it's not in the bechina of avodim; it's in the bechina of bonim. So there's no hierarchy. There's no madregas. There are no differentiations. What does that have to do with Lifnei v'Lifnim? Interessant. So he has two different, slightly different approaches. The kasha is exactly the same. And in both of these, he's trying to be mechalik between the oiskim b'Torah and those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has chosen as Kohanim and Leviim. It turns out that only Kohanim and Leviim have what? So this is what I wanted to suggest. That I think that he's trying to say. Lifnai v'lifnim is not shayach unless you have v'al yovei b'choleis al HaKadosh. And the Al-Yovei B'choleis al HaKadosh is not just Zman, it's also Mechitzis. In other words, there's one time, and in the innermost court, in space. So it's the unique moment in time, and it's the unique place in space. That is only Shayach for a Kohen Gadol. Why? Because the concept of unique requires hierarchy. In other words, you can have a Kohen Hedyot and you can have a Kohen Gadol. And you can have Ezras Yisrael, you can have a Harabayis, you can have an Ezras Yisrael, Ezras Noshim first, then Ezras Yisrael, then you have a Heichel, Ezras Koyanim, you have a Heichel, and then you have a Kodesh HaKodoshim. And each one has mechitzas, and each one, only certain people can enter, all year long. And then there's one place that even those who can enter into the Heichel cannot enter except once a year, Achas Bashana. And it has to be with a certain protocol, etc., etc. It means, in other words, that Misharsim and Mishamshim have that hierarchy structure, which we're not explaining why, but this is the Mitzias, is necessary to be able to have a Lefnai V'Lifnim concept. Talmud Torah does not allow for that hierarchy bichlal, because everyone has a Shaychus to it, and it requires your achieving it, so Memela HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot say, you'll be a Talmud Chacham on this level, you'll be a Talmud Chacham on the other level, and you'll be a Talmud Chacham on the highest level. There's no such thing. I mean, we're endowed with different Kishroinus v'chulu v'chulu, but that's not the point. But there is no hierarchy, there's no Talmud Chacham Hedyot and Talmud Chacham Gadol. Memela, you can't have a Lifnai V'Lifnim idea. And that's what he meant, that Shabbos, Be'emes, when you think about it, it goes even deeper. Every Talmud Chacham is Lifnai V'Lifnim. It's just not in geography and it's not in time. But he's Lifnai V'Lifnim. Because the secret of all that exists is in the Torah. And that's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the universe with the Torah. Hashem B'Chochma Yosad Eretz. And Memela, the blueprint, if we have a shaychus to it, brings us lifnai v'lifnim. It's just that we sometimes don't fully realize it because it's more conceptual than physical. You know, if we would be told that once you reach a certain level of Torah, you'll be able to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, then we'll understand, oh, look what my Madrega I arrived at. So that's the point of Bonim also. Bonim are innately close to the king by virtue of their physical yichus. You know, they are the children of the king. They're born that way. It's very interesant. And he's comparing the Talmidei Chachamim to Bonim. Even though we require to reach that Madrega through Yegiyah. So what's the comparison to Bonim? The answer is, after the Yegiyah, the connection to Hashem is inherent. It's inherent. And Memele, it doesn't have anything to do with where you go or when you go, because you're always b'metzias there. And that's why Talmud Chacham, by the way, is Bechina Shabbos. It's exactly the point. That it's Bechol Moshvei Seichem, and it's thorough, and it's complete, and it's unique. So that's all of this lies in what he's trying to tell us, to answer that question, why doesn't he go Lifnai V'Lifnim? I just want to be myself one thing. I think sometimes a person asks a question because he wants to tell you an elaborate analysis of what it means to learn Torah versus being a Kohen or a Levi. But if somebody asks the question, Stam, then why doesn't he go Lifnai V'Lifnim? The answer is, he doesn't go Lifnai V'Lifnim because he's not a Kohen. I mean, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created an Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and for that Avodah you need Kohanim. And if you're not a Kohen, you're not a Kohen. It doesn't matter what Madrega you're on. So, you know, he's only asking the question to explain. So Lemaisa, even though that's true, like, why is it true? Like, why should it be that way? That a simple person can somehow enter Lifnai V'Lifnim, and somebody who plumbs the depths of Torah and is a Gadol B'Yisrael, he can't have any entree. The Teretz is, he has entree. He has bigger entree. And it's constant, and it's wherever he is. And I'll give you finally another way of saying exactly the same thing that we've been saying for the last 20 minutes. Yaakov Avinu, no, we'll come to the Parsha very soon. Parshas Vayetze. I was always in the spoil when I got to Parshas Vayetze at the incredible symmetry of the beginning and the end of the Parsha. It says, Vayetze Yaakov Vayeshova Vayelu Charana Vayivka Bamokam Vayolim Shom Kivu HaShemesh, right? Vayikach Me'avne Amokam, etc., etc. And he wakes up and he says, what? Manoira Amokam Hazeh Ein Zekiyim Beis Elikim. At the end, and we may not have known these psukim so well, because we always know the beginning of the Parsha much better than we know the end of the Parsha. But here we have a bonus. These psukim happen to be the psukim that we say in Tfilas HaDerech. So we know them. V'Yaakov holach l'darko v'yifku v'boi malachei alikim. V'ayom ha'yaakov kashero machanei alikim zeh v'yikoshei ma'amokim ahu machanoim. So look at the incredible parallels. And when we see parallels, we are entitled to ask, so let's compare them and see the differences in the parallels. First of all, V'yaakov holach. What does it say? V'yitzeyak me'shova v'yelech haron. There, one comparison. Next, V'yaakov l'chadakoy v'yifke'u bo malachei lokim. Pegiya. What does it say at the beginning of the Sedra? V'yivga b'amokoy. V'yifke'u bo, v'yivga b'amokoy. A second comparison. Vayoyme Yaakov kasher rom, vayoyme Yaakov. Right? Machane elikim ze, ein ze kiim, beis elikim. Vayikro shem hamokam ahu machanoyim, vayikro shem hamokam ahu, beis keil. Unbelievable. There are five major parallels. Vayelach, holach. Vayivga, vayivgu bo. Vayoyme, vayoyme. Right? And vayikra, vayikra. Four major parallels. What is the pshat of these parallels? What is the Torah trying to be megala to us? So you notice an amazing thing. Yaakov is going to Haran and he's coming from Be'er Sheva. Where is he coming from? He's coming from the Yaakov ish tam yoshev halal in matzav, and where is he going to? He's going to a lavan matzav. You can't find a bigger contrast than that if you tried. He's coming from a place that's pure Torah, pure Avodah, pure Gemilus Chasodim, and he's going to a place that's Avodah Zorah, and Hashchosa, and Gezel, and Ramos. One would expect that if one needs to be close to Hashem, there's only one way. And you can't take it with you, as it were. It's not portable. What Yaakov Avinu discovered is that if you have the proper foundation, and if your commitment is absolute, then in fact you could be in an alien environment, and you could remain absolutely strong. In fact, this is what he says, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim, Im Lovan Garti, the Tayag Mitzvah Shamarti, V'loylo Marati Mimaisav Haroyim. This change in the perception is reflected in the two sets of psukim, before Lavan and after Lavan. When he's coming to Lavan, as opposed to when he's leaving Lavan. When he's coming to Lavan, he knows one thing only. There's a beis elikim, a makom kavua, and you have to come to the bayis if you want kedusha. You have to seek it out. You have to enter into its mechitzas, into its confines. And then you can be nene miziv ha-shechina, because the shechina is in a certain place. That's why Yaakov perceives here a bias. A bias is something that stays in the same place all the time. And that's why he calls the place base camp. But it's critically important that Yaakov comes to the bias, meaning the shechina is fixed, and you have to be oyle l'regel, you have to rise up to the Shechina if you want to be nana from it and gain from it. After Lavan, when he discovers that he's not in the house of Yitzchak, and he's not in the Beis Medrash, and he's not sitting and learning 24 hours a day in an environment which is full of Kedusha V'Tahara, he discovers that he himself can be an engine of Kedusha V'Tahara. He himself can create an environment in the most alien of circumstances. And he discovers something else which is Neira V'Oyim and is relevant to each and every one of us when there's no Beis HaMikdash today. Where is the Shechina? V'Yaakov Halach L'Darko. Wherever Yaakov went, what happened? V'Yivgu Bo Malachei Elokim. You notice the change? There Yaakov is coming to the place. Here the place is coming to Yaakov. The Malachim are Pegei Abo. They are encountering him. So when Yaakov says, wait a minute, I'm here, I'm there, and the Malachim are always with me. Ein zeh kim beis elokim changes to what? Machane elokim zeh. What's the difference between a bayis and a machane? Machane means an encampment. Today you're here, tomorrow you're there. Vayisu vayachanu, vayisu vayachanu. Machane elokim is a reflection of what the perception changed, that you can be the locus, and wherever you are, Shechina comes to you. Because you are the makor of the avoda. And you don't have to be oiled to the makom. The makom doesn't exist. It's a machane, because it's always with you. And I wanted to point out another interesting thing. So that's when Yaakov kasher machane kum zeh, yikro shem ha-mokom ha-hu, he doesn't call it bayis. He calls it machane, machanoyim. I pointed out another thing that's very interesting, which most people, you know, like are shocked to perceive, but it's a dachapash tezach. In the next parsha mamish, a few psukim later, what does it say about Yaakov Avinu when he had to divide and he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, Hatzileni no miyad ochi ve'aresov. He says, Ki b'makli avarti yes hayarden hazeh, and b'ato hayisi, and now? What does it mean, two camps? What does it mean, two camps? Because he divided into two camps, correct? So when you want to say two camps, how do you say it? V'ato ha-yisi? Again. If you want to say two camps, what does it say in the Pasuk of Vayishlach? V'ato ha-yisi? Two machanois, shnei machanois. What's the difference that Yaakov calls it machanayim? Why doesn't he say Vayikro shema mokam ahu, shnei machanois? So you know what the difference? What's the difference between machanayim and shnei machanos? You have like this. When does an ayim end for two? And when does vav sof or yud mem end for two? You know, like the regular plural. The answer is pashut. If I talk about pairs that are identical, it's ayim. Yodayim, einayim, or zayim, ragayim. Why do you say shnei yodos? Why don't you say Shnei Raglayim? Because they are two legs, but it's more than two legs. They are two legs that are identical one with the other, most of the time. So if they're identical one to the other, it's Ayim. It's Pashat. What's Machanayim different than Shnei Machanos? The Machna of Rachel and the Machna of Leah is not the same. They are not mirror images of one another. But the Machna of the Malachim and the Machna of Yankiv are one and the same, mirror images of one another. You know why? Because what brings those particular malachim in that shape and form and quantity? The mitzvahs and maisim tovim and the Torah and avodah of Yaakov Avinu. So it has to be machanayim. Because there is in the creation of those malachim a perfect reflection of who you are in avodah Hashem. So memeli it's taka machanayim, it's not shtei machanos. It's mamish perfect. When it comes to Machna Rachel, Machna Leah, Avadich, they Machnis. They're not the same at all. They're not mirror images of one another. No human being is really in the mirror image of one another. Kalvachoyme, these two, is the ganz andere Welt. Both of which are required for the Shiftei Ka. But two different worlds. So we understand here a much greater understanding of the beginning and the end of the Parsha and what happened in the house of Lavan. In the house of Lavan was corroborated an unbelievable Yesod, and that's what we're talking about over here. You don't have to always be Oyla L'Regel, because there's an Eitzah. What is that Eitzah? So the Rebbeinu Shlolem says to Bnei Yisrael an unbelievable thing, which we repeat in Pirkei Avos. Minayin shafil echad yoshev v'oisik b'tayra, what? That the Shechina is with him. I mean, one of the things that we fail sometimes is that we're so busy with schmaltz that we think that everything is schmaltz. It's like figures of speech, expressions, you know, it's like, and we don't sometimes take nearly as seriously as we should the thing that's in front, black and white in front of our eyes. It says beferish that the Shechina comes to you when you learn Torah. It's not a figure of speech. It isn't a marshal and a melitza. The Shechina comes to the person. Minayin shafil echad yoshev v'oseh b'Torah, that Shechina is with him. So where do we know that from? As the pasuk says, "V'chol amokam asher askir shmi, avoyei lecha." Listen to this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, where we are, we have to pick ourselves up, abandon your farm, leave your house, don't worry, it'll be protected, it'll be safe, I'll take care of it. And come to me. Where am I? I'm in Yerushalayim, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, and if you don't come to me, you're going to miss out. All of a sudden here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Yechzah Yid Lel Nentayra, I'm coming to him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes house calls. That may be the Kazakh. And with that is Hashra, and Hashra is transformation. In the same way that when a person comes to the Hashra of the Beis HaMikdash, he's supposed to leave a different person. Every time you open up a Gemara, and you sit and learn, you're supposed to become a different person as a result. The Shekhinah just came into the room. The Shekhinah hovers over such a person. There's another thing, for example, Shekhinah hovers over Erez Devoy, over the bed of a Chayla. You know, these are not figures of speech. This is an unbelievable thing. Of course, we prefer this way rather than the other way, you understand very well. But the Shekhinah comes to people. And the Shekhinah comes, that's by Yikra Shem HaMokam Ahu Machanoyim. Wherever I am, that's where the Shekhinah is going to be. That is a lesson that he could only learn after he went to the House of Love. Because otherwise he could always say, you know why the Shekhinah is here? Because this is the Beis HaMikdash. That's why the Shekhinah is here. There's no greater Makom Torah in Avodah and Yira than in the Mechitza of Yitzchak. But what if I leave the Mechitza of Yitzchak? So that's the discovery of Yaakov Avinu. But that's really all rooted in this idea. You don't have to go up to the place, Memela, there can't be a Lifnai V'Lifnim. Lifnai V'Lifnim requires Mechitzas and Madregas, and it requires certain kinds of people that are born into the notion of Mechitzas and Madregas, of time constraints, of space constraints. People who are busy coming to a place where the Shekhinah is already anchored. That's Kohanim and Levim. Torah has a koyach that it brings the Shekhinah to you. And if the Torah brings the Shekhinah to a person, then you have no mechitzas. There's no such thing. And the mele, there can't be a lifnai v'lifnim, even if you wanted to. And the mele, the ben Torah is not shayach to come into lifnai v'lifnim. That's what I believe between the shuras he is saying. Next time, Bezus Hashem Lineda B'yoyim Revi B'Shabbos, I want to enter into the Tzitz Eliezer. If you have the sheets, then certainly you should try to look at it on your own beforehand. But the Tzitz Eliezer starts with our sugya in the Yerushalmi and Hayriyos. Remember that there were two families that used to be in the protocol of coming to the Nasi. These came first and these came afterwards, right? And then that was the family of the Balvataya and the family of the Paganaya. And then the Balvataya, right, used to always go first. But the Paganaya became B'nai Torah. So then, after they became B'nai Torah, the Paganaya went first. Why? Yikarahi mipninim. They have to come first, even in Yonim of Kavod. Sava lemeimar, it's only lach yaisai. Kamash malano, even in Yonim of Kavod. Sava lemeimar, liftes lach yis lachasis holy yeshiva law. What does the yeshiva mean? It means Kavod. Where do you sit first, or where do you come in first? When you're giving kavod to the nasi, is your own kavod. Who sits closest to the nasi? The one who's most chashuv. So who goes first? The Balvataya were going first all the time. Now the Paganaya are going first because of the Koyach HaTorah. So now the question is, and this is the issue: Im yesh chazaka leparnis ulemachzik srara lahachzik b'minuyo lo ulebonov acharov. Is there a Yerusha concept to Rabbonis? Is there a Yerusha concept to a shtela that you have in a yeshiva? Is there a Yerusha concept to being the Rosh HaKol, etc., etc.? Huh? You said no.
Yes.
Well, you know, I'll tell you the difference between you and the Tzitz Eliezer. The Tzitz Eliezer will soon see if he says yes or no. That we'll see next time. But between the question and the maskana is 15 pages of Torah. That's the difference. Bokar after bokar, sefer after sefer. It's unbelievable. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful. It's aesthetically beautiful. besides the Torah. It's so beautiful to see that a human being can reach madregas of memory, of Havana, of Yigiyah Batayra, which puts together such a tapestry, such a wonderful, wonderful tapestry. It's just beautiful. It's more beautiful than any painting. The Bezus Hashem Yisbarach will go into it next week.